on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A controversial VAT increase is under the legal spotlight. The planned 0.5% hike is being challenged in the Western Cape High Court today. The DA and the EFF believe the increase was rushed through Parliament without proper scrutiny or debate. The hike will push the VAT rate up to 15.5%.
This follows what we view as an unprocedural adoption of the fiscal framework by the Standing Committee on Finance, which was adopted through a narrow margin on the 3rd of April 2025 in the National Assembly. The fiscal framework, which contains the VAT hike proposal, must be stopped and could have been stopped if political parties such as Action SA, BOSA, Rice Mzanzi did not allow themselves to be used by the ANC to pass a budget with VAT hikes.
That's EFF's Omphile Mautwe. The VAT increase is set to take effect in 10 days. The leaders of both political parties are expected to be in court today. Akasach is calling for an urgent safety review at all hospitals in Gauteng. The Trade Union Federation has raised the alarm over poor infrastructure maintenance after a fire broke out at the emergency unit of a Tembisa hospital in Ekurhuleni. The blaze on Saturday prompted the evacuation of dozens of people, with at least 79 patients transferred to nearby health facilities. Kasatu's Louisa Modikwe says the Department of Health needs to urgently address occupational health and safety issues, especially in facilities with aging infrastructure.
It is indeed worrying that hospitals or health institutions that are meant to provide medical care for the sick and injured, and also considered a place of safety and comfort in some instances, are starting to develop these negative tendencies of fire breakout. 4 years ago, it was Charlotte Makgaleke and now Tembisa Hospital.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says Pope Francis advanced a world view of inclusion, equality and care for marginalized individuals and groups. The president's paid tribute to the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, who died yesterday at the age of 88. It's been confirmed the Pope suffered a stroke and heart failure. Sky News reporter Adam Parsons is at the Vatican.
It's understood this is not directly connected to the lung condition that hospitalized Pope Francis for 5 weeks. So he had woken up and then this stroke happened and he fell into a coma.
Pope Francis's last public appearance was in St. Peter's Square on Easter Sunday. A funeral date is expected to be announced today. The Vatican says, according to his final burial wishes, the pontiff requested a simple underground tomb at the papal basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. The papal conclave will elect a new pope in the next 15 to 20 days. Can expect showers and thundershowers from the afternoon. Durban's going up to a high of 24 degrees. Richards Bay 30, Maritzburg 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.